Welcome to the ESRI Speaker Series. This podcast was recorded at the 2007 ESRI International User Conference in San Diego, California, and is an interview with an ESRI Pressbook author.
Good afternoon. This is Carla Wheeler with ESRI, and today I'm speaking with Don J. Wright, Michael J. Blongowitz, Patrick N. Halpin, and Joe Breeman, authors of the new ESRI Press book, ArcMarine, GIS for a Blue Planet. Don is a professor of geography and oceanography at Oregon State University. Michael is a senior GIS specialist at DHI Water and Environment, Incorporated in Portland, Oregon. Patrick is Gable Associate Professor of the Practice of Marine Geospatial Ecology and Director of the Geospatial Analysis Program at the Nicholas School of the Environment and Earth Sciences at Duke University. Joe works as a GIS architect for Akamika LLC in Maui, Hawaii. He was formerly the Data Model Program Manager at ESRI. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the release of your new book, where you've published a new marine data model. How are oceanographers and others here at the ESRI International User Conference reacting to the new model?
Well, ESRI Press asked us to do a panel session to introduce the book, and I guess part of the model, to potential users, but we haven't had a chance to do that panel yet. But the initial reaction that I think most of us have gotten from people who've heard about the model or who have heard about the book or who have wanted to use the model is very positive. I think a lot of people have been looking forward to this for a very, very long time.
Why is it important to develop a standard marine data model?
It's important to have a data model so that people can more easily recognize each other's data and share data more ubiquitously, is a good word for it, and to give people a good starting point for learning more about how they can store their marine data and access it.
Another reason that a marine data model is really important is that it gives us a standard data structure where people can start to build more advanced tools. Developers around the world will be able to know that there's a standard template, so that's going to be one of the payoffs in the long term.
What are the core components of the data model? What goes into a data model?
Well, a data model consists of tables, and some of those tables have just pure numbers and text strings, but other tables also have shape features or geometry. And then we use relationships to tie those two tables together, perhaps. So those three things are the primary pieces to the data model.
Without a marine data model, was it difficult for organizations and researchers to share data about the oceans and marine life? What were some of their difficulties?
Well, I think that's an ongoing challenge where there's still a lot of scattered, disparate efforts that are going on, and people aren't quite sure who's collecting what kinds of data at what scales or resolutions or what are the various attributes. And even for many of the ocean portal projects that are coming online now, it's still a bit of a challenge to access and download and work with data. But as Pat pointed out, when you've got something that is a fairly standard template that everyone begins to agree upon and to use, then that's going to lead to a lot of successful coordination between organizations or groups. But also, I think, in terms of individual organizations, they will be able to coordinate within their own lab or their own group based on this kind of a standard. So the data model is really just being launched. So it's going to be very, very exciting over the next, I would say, several years to see how this really takes off.
It also helps in trying to define common features that are used by these mm-hmm. various different agencies. So in the data model, we try to define what is a survey, what is a track, and things like this. So.
Can you talk about some of the case studies in the book? I believe some of the organizations have already started using this marine data model successfully. I'd like to hear some interesting stories about that.
Well, one of the case models revolve, or one of the aspects of the book introduces what we call a scientific mesh, for allows users that are doing numeric modeling of the sea to be able to use this data as well. And we had one user from the Maritime Institute in Germany called BSH used our data model to take temperature and salinity and current and direction from the North Sea and from the Baltic Sea, and they loaded this into a large SDE Oracle database and was able to analyze their data, which normally wouldn't have been available to, because it would normally reside inside the numeric model. But by being able to use the data model, they were able to bring that data into the GIS to help visualize it.
Any other interesting examples?
I could provide some. In the book, we tried to represent many different kinds of applications, and so one of the chapters was developed from my lab where we were looking at data on marine animals, and we tried to show five different case studies to just show off different kinds of observations of marine animals, either stationary, where you're tracking marine animals at nesting beaches, or looking at telemetry tracks of animals, or looking at observations from vessels or aircraft, really just to show here's all the different ways that you'd organize that data to analyze it. And most of this data came from the Ocean Biogeographic Information System, so we were trying to show how this could be used by a large international organization.
And the third category is marine geological data. So we have one case study that was implemented by the U.S. Geological Survey, where they've used the data model to store data that they've collected at sea on an ocean-going cruise, where they have taken core samples in the Gulf of Mexico, with which they're going to measure the subsidence of the Gulf of Mexico and tie that to sea level change along the Gulf Coast. So that's a very important application scientifically, but also in terms of the societal implications. And then the USGS has also done another case study, again, with an implementation of the data model at sea while they're collecting data off the coast of Massachusetts. And these data sets are bathymetric data sets, side scan sonar or acoustic photographs of the ocean floor, as well as camera tows, where they've actually looked at habitats, fish habitats. So again, it's another very important scientific case study, but also has implications for management or for conservation.
Dawn, have some of your students at Oregon State tried the data model?
Yes, at Oregon State we have an advanced GIS class that is similar to many other advanced GIS classes across the country, but the marine data model is a required exercise. So they're actually going through the tutorial and working with the data model in conjunction with data sets from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. So that gives them a chance to understand what a data model is, how you can work with it, and to work with some very cool data sets as well. So,
who will benefit greatly from this model? I was wondering if it would be conservationists, oceanographers, underwater archaeologists.
Yes.
All of the above.
All of those.
We think a lot of different people and organizations will benefit from the model. And I think it's important to note that a lot of the case studies and implementations may not be documented in the book, and we may not have even heard from them. But we definitely recognize and applaud those efforts, and anyone who's going online, finding the data model and downloading it, and then trying to load their data into an empty database schema as a starting point, is already getting a leg up into using the geodatabase and working with some of the relationship classes that are already determined useful by a large group of marine GIS practitioners.
How will this data model play a role in helping conserve our blue planet? And why did you call the book ArcMarine GIS for a Blue Planet?
It was Pat's title.
Came up with the title because I thought it would represent the fact that over 70% of the planet is blue, and that's often been neglected in most terrestrially oriented GIS systems. So that was kind of the origin of it, and it stuck. But I think it is a very big issue in trying to draw attention to what has been underrepresented. And we have joked about how people would probably not have developed a terrestrial data model. And so we try to pack a lot into something called a marine data model.
Is there anything anyone would like to add? Is there a question I forgot to ask you?
Well, I guess one thing to make sure that people understand is that this is a book that has been published, but it's based on a material that we've actually developed that is on the website. So there are actually two very important websites that should be consulted in addition to looking at or purchasing the book. And that's the support.esri.com/datamodels website, where there's marine listed there. And then there's also a mirror site at Oregon State University. And at some point, both of these sites will have not only the actual data model, which has been up there for quite some time, but as people read the case studies, they can actually download the schemas and the geodatabases and actually some of the data sets that were used in the case studies.
I should point out that it's not only the name of the book, but ArcMarine is the name of the data model.
Yes.
I think it's also important to note that as users try to use this, they have to realize that this is simply a core structure for storing data. No one is going to take the ArcMarine data model right out of the box and start using it as it is. Everyone of our case studies went through this. Everyone will customize it to add the specific information that their application requires. So no one should feel like they're going to take this out of the box and just start using it and everything they need is there, because that's not the case, and it's just meant to be the beginning building blocks.
Thank you very much, Michael, Don, Joe, and Patrick. I appreciate your being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast from the ESRI Speaker Series. Additional ESRI podcasts are available at www.esri.com/podcasts. Email questions or comments to us at info@esri.com. ESRI, better decisions through modeling and mapping our world.